A new Italian movie opens this week in U.S. theaters. This is no La Dolce Vita. It's called Gomorrah. The title is a play on words, combining a biblical city famous for lawlessness and the Italian Camorra, the organized crime ring that controls the region around Naples, Italy. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
Gomorrah is the anti-gangster movie. There are no heroes, no anti-heroes. Its one homage to the mob genre is the opening scene, an updated version of mafiosi gathering in a barbershop. Here it's a tanning salon where, in the glow of an eerie blue light, tattooed men are getting manicures and topping up their tans. Suddenly, one of them pulls out a gun and wipes out the rest of them. The movie is based on the best-selling book of investigative reporting by journalist Roberto Saviano, who co-wrote the movie screenplay.
In the world of Gomorrah, death is an absolutely ordinary occurrence. A Camorrista kills before being killed.
The book, which has been translated into 42 languages, names names and earned Saviano mafia death threats. He lives under 24-hour police protection. Like the book, the movie describes an organized crime group that operates at the global level. Camorristi are said to have invested even in the reconstruction of New York's Trade Center. Besides drug dealing and protection rackets, one of the Camorra's specialties is illegal disposal of toxic waste in the Neapolitan countryside. The Camorra is said to be responsible for 4,000 murders in the last 30 years. Its home turf is Naples and its surrounding badlands.
I couldn't imagine to find a territory of war in 2008 in Italy.
Director Matteo Garrone worked on location for nearly a year.
It's a sort of a jungle. People fight for survive, but most of the people that I met, they are not aware about their condition. It's like an ecosystem, it's like something that is close. They don't know about something that is outside of that reality.
Gomorrah won the grand prize at the Cannes Film Festival last year. Film critic Irene Bignardi says it harks back to the heyday of Italian post-war cinema.
It's a kind of updated neorealism made with people taken from the streets, with people who became actors by chance in a way, who were living part of their own experience on the screen.
Mingling professional actors and local non-professionals, Gomorrah is a cross between fiction and documentary. There are five interwoven stories of everyday criminality. Don Ciro, a respectable-looking bagman who hands out payments to mafia hitmen and pensioners. Teenager Totò wants to be a mob foot soldier. His initiation is being shot while wearing a bulletproof vest. Master tailor Pasquale earns a pittance producing goods for an haute couture fashion house. Marco and Ciro, two mob boss wannabes, set off a spiral of violence. Perhaps the most chilling story revolves around Franco, whose business is toxic waste disposal. When a group of immigrants realize the job is too risky, Franco recruits a gang of children to drive truckloads of dangerous substances into a landfill. Tony Servillo plays a smiling Franco who, like a ringmaster, directs the baby truck drivers as they descend into a modern version of Dante's Circles of Hell. Author Roberto Saviano has no illusions that the book or the movie will help undermine the Camorra's grip on society.
But I hope this movie will finally show people the ferocious face of Italy, which is a face that really runs things. I think many American moviegoers will be surprised by this face of Italy.
The Camorra's growing power has devastated the Naples region's physical and moral landscape. It has perhaps Europe's highest rates of murder and drug consumption. And thanks to toxic waste dumped onto farmland, it also produces Italy's highest cancer rates. American filmmaker Martin Scorsese strongly endorses Gomorrah, calling it despairing but also enlightening, and because of its frankness, strangely heartening. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.